AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The nation's debt limit crisis is looming large, but Congress has gone home for the holiday weekend. Our Sagar Magani reports.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he's told his negotiators to stay here in Washington and work 24/7 with White House counterparts.
They're working on numbers, we're working on numbers, and we'll work together.
With the nation now a week away from when the Treasury Department says it may run out of cash to pay debts, both sides say there are still serious differences.
Ready, set, and go. The Memorial Day holiday travel crush is getting into high gear. Some 7 million people hitting the roads this weekend. Millions more are planning to fly. Paul Bowen in Dallas says he's seeing higher prices.
Tickets are more expensive, so it's kind of hard to fit more than one trip in a year.
An investigative panel in Texas is recommending the impeachment of embattled Attorney General Ken Paxton. He's been facing allegations of corruption for years. The U.S. Supreme Court today issued a ruling that limits the federal government's ability to police water pollution in wetlands. Our Mark Sherman reports.
Conservative majority of the court narrowed the reach of environmental laws. The justices boosted property rights over concerns about clean water in a ruling in favor of an Idaho couple who sought to build a house near Priest Lake.
The head of the Oath Keepers group, Stuart Rhodes, has been sentenced to 18 years in prison for his role in the U.S. Capitol insurrection. A California man who spent 33 years behind bars for attempted murder for firing rounds into an occupied car has been declared innocent. The government reports more Americans applied for jobless benefits last week, and the U.S. economy grew at a lackluster 1.3%. This is AP News. The death of a Navy SEAL candidate last year has led to a critical report calling for change.
The report by the Naval Education and Training Command finds the program for Navy SEALs is plagued by a poorly integrated medical program, a lack of oversight, and turning a blind eye to the use of performance-enhancing drugs that increases the risk of injury and death to candidates seeking to join the elite commandos. The report was triggered by the death of a sailor, Kyle Mullen, who collapsed and died of acute pneumonia last year just hours after completing the training required during Hell Week. Mullen's mother, a registered nurse, says there needs to be serious accountability. I'm Jennifer King.
If you drive a Ford electric vehicle, next year you'll have access to some 12,000 of Tesla's supercharger stations. Elon Musk announcing the deal didn't want his network to be a walled garden. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.